He stopped at the edge of the group, with his long blaster slung over his shoulder. "Nice shooting, Jedi Dorvald," he said, grinning at Luke's aide. "I haven't seen many marksmen who could have fired that many pistol bolts at an evading target and still avoided the egg." Sahaz's face flushed with embarrassment.
"Thank you, Commander."
She shot a glance in Luke's direction, then admitted,
"But my orders were to hit the egg."
"You came close enough, Jedi Dorvald," Luke said, smiling. He motioned at the datapad tucked into the belt of her robe. "Didn't you say you have a message for us?"
"I did."
Saha pulled the datapad from her belt.
"The Solos have run into some trouble at their rendezvous."
"The Solos?" Corran asked. "Weren't they going to the Chulun Rift?"
"That's right," Janus said. "Lando asked them to investigate a pirate ring that's been causing problems there lately. Why do you ask?"
"Because Jedi Sarak is in the Chulun Rift, and she hasn't checked in for a month," Corran explained.
Ohali Sorok was one of the 10 quest knights whom Luke had dispatched a year earlier to search for Mortis, a legendary world that had once been home to a trio of mythic force entities, known only as the Ones. Jedi lore suggested that the Ones had been associated with keeping the Force in balance for tens of thousands of years. And it was Luke's hope that finding Mortis would help the Jedi Order prepare for the challenges rising in its own future.
"We've already diverted Ben and Tahiri to investigate, but it wouldn't hurt to ask your parents to keep an eye out for her."
"Sure, if we can reach them," Janus said. "From what Lando says, communications in the Rift are tricky."
"Well, since Han and Leia managed to get a message to us, let's see what they have to say."
With that, Luke turned to Saha and nodded. She clicked a few keys, then handed the datapad to Luke. Jag, Jaina, and the others quickly gathered around as the grainy, bouncy image of the Millennium Falcon appeared in the display, standing on its struts in a cavernous space station hangar. The screen instantly started to strobe in green and blue as blaster bolts whistled through the picture. Han's voice began to issue from the speaker.
"Solo here. Sorry for talking on the run, but we're about to head into the Rift, and I want to send this while our communications are still secure. Lando missed our rendezvous with the Red Ronto, and sent a minor pal named Omad Kaeg to fill in. Turns out he's in trouble with some Mandalorians working security for a company named Galactic Exploitation Technologies."
Despite the blaster bolts flashing past and the obvious fact that he was under pursuit, Han sounded calm and unconcerned.
"This Ged outfit has been moving into the Rift in a big way, taking over small refineries and muscling in on independent operators. We think they're running the pirates, too."
The image, no doubt recorded on a portable datapad, whirled past a dark-skinned, wide-eyed human male running in one direction and firing in the other, then past a flashing lightsaber that could only be Leia's, deflecting blaster bolts.
"So we need someone to do some serious digging and get a report to us at Lando's refinery. And sorry about this part, but like I said, communications in the Rift are not secure, so we need someone to hand-deliver it."
As Han spoke, the image continued to swing around the hangar until it finally settled on a spray of blaster bolts erupting from the far end. Rather than the Mandalorians that Han had mentioned, the attackers were a pair of scaly green bipeds who, judging by the hatchway behind them, looked to be the size of Wookiees. The image zoomed, and the pursuers grew large enough for Luke to see that each had a spiny skull crest atop its head, and a long, spike-tipped tail whipping around behind it. Both carried short-barreled blaster rifles, firing on the run as they raced after their quarry.
"Meet the Nargons. They're muscle for Ged, and they're big trouble."
The image spun back toward the Falcon, which rapidly swelled into nothing but a blur as Han raced toward it and boarded. A thump sounded, and the image shifted to a huge green-scaled arm lying on the deck of the Falcon's main cabin. The limb appeared to have been cleanly amputated above the elbow, by Leia's lightsaber, Luke assumed. Han's voice sounded from the datapad speaker again.
"And there's one more thing.